Now turn to part two. You will hear a radio program in which Lucille Carlson is talking about the history and the benefits of Pilates. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences.
Most people would think that the benefits of Pilates are mostly related to abdominal strength and definition. However, while the popular six-pack abs is one of the most apparent benefits of doing Pilates, there are other great advantages. This age-old exercise method aims at correcting postural alignment and facilitates fluidity of movement, which is why it enhances balance and coordination. First, let's take a look at Pilates origins. Ironically, the Pilates technique was created by a man who was, at first, not precisely graceful or coordinated. We're talking about Joseph Pilates, born in 1880 in Germany, and a firm believer in the principle of healer, heal thyself. Unlike many superstars of the fitness industry, Joseph Pilates was far from being a natural-born athlete. From his childhood, he suffered from rheumatic fever, rickets, and asthma. Little did he imagine how his health would change after his doctor gave him an old anatomy book. It was then that Joseph Pilates decided to take charge of his own health and fitness. His peculiar routine included observing the movements of animals, along with the study of Eastern and Western exercise techniques. At the age of 14, he already knew so much that he was asked to model for anatomy charts. Eventually, he became a skier, a gymnast, a boxer, and a circus performer. But the real technique came to develop with the outbreak of World War I, when Pilates was transferred to an internment camp on the Isle of Man. This unique method of conditioning involved rigging the hospital bed springs to create rehabilitation exercises for injured soldiers. Years later, this basic yet brilliant idea inspired the creation of Pilates Reformer. From that moment, Joseph Pilates' patients discovered that one of the surprising advantages of Pilates exercise was immunity. Back then, influenza broke out, killing many people throughout England. The incredible thing was that none of Joseph Pilates' followers were infected with the disease. This was a clear indication of the benefits of Pilates. You may be surprised to hear that Pilates is also beneficial for dancers. Not only does Pilates exercises improve flexibility and corrects posture, but it also creates a mind-body connection that facilitates the ability to concentrate on learning new choreography. Later on, Pilates decided to open a studio in New York City, where his popularity extended beyond the dance community to the general population. Core strength, fluid movements, relaxation, and better muscle tone are some of the most widely known benefits of Pilates workout. In addition to the benefits already mentioned, people who suffer from joint pain will definitely notice how much it alleviates the pain associated with his condition. In fact, because of this emphasis on flexibility and movement, Pilates may be helpful in preventing the onset of arthritis. Perhaps one of the terms that Pilates spoke about the most was the powerhouse. This includes the deeper muscles of the abdominal area, the gluteus, and the back. He believed that all movements stem from this area. Today, this region is commonly known as the core. Unlike other exercise methods, the alignment, strength, and flexibility achieved through the workout of Pilates is dynamic. Instead of holding different postures, you flow from movement to movement. As such, the technique simultaneously enhances flexibility and strength. Last but not least, I'd like to refer to the breathing while doing Pilates. The breathing patterns incorporated into the Pilates movements promote relaxation and relieve anxiety. Moreover, since the function of the deep core musculature is to compress the air from the diaphragm upon exhaling, these breathing patterns aid in core activation. Although Pilates exercise used to be only the domain of the professional athletes and dancers, today it has become a popular exercise form for all kinds of people. Joseph Pilates was certainly someone who was ahead of his time.
That is the end of part two.